office. And
for reasons we don't know, but right. for reasons that doesn't sound like they're honest reasons, natural causes anyway.
Joe was supposed to meet with some people about immigration or something that morning, and they had an appointment with him, and supposedly he said he wasn't there. But it sounds like they're implying that he slammed her head up against mm-hmm. the desk or something mm-hmm. is what the implication is, whether that's true or not. But it sure has rattled Joe. And Jack, who's Tuberville taking? Did you find out?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I don't think he knows yet.
Okay, you going to let us know when?
Yeah.
And that's all I got to say. Joe, you want me to stop sending you stuff?
No, I'm happy to. I'm looking at one of the things now, but I got to run. Appreciate
Bye.
It.
Bye, Flower Child.
Man, she has a classic phone.
Yes,
you
she
can
does.
Hear that hang up sound. I don't think that's just a sound effect. More news.
Doesn't have to be bitter about it.
More news and views from 9 to noon when we come back. Final hour coming up. I'm Joey. He's Jack. Eddie Bader, man of the phones. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. They're at a standstill, but pandemic stimulus negotiations set to resume this afternoon.
None of the top four negotiators, Schumer, Pelosi, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, and the White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, none of them have sounded fairly optimistic that they're going to be able to reach a deal very soon. So much so that the White House is now considering taking some kind of unilateral action.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. Tropical storm Isaias closing in on the Carolinas. Some major concerns.
Heavy rainfall, especially inland flooding. So 3 to 6 inches, some isolated amounts of higher than that, 8 to 12 perhaps, especially across the mountainous terrain.
Fox's Janice Dean. And researchers at Harvard University and NYU estimate employees working from home extend their days by an extra 49 minutes. So much for slipping out early. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As that storm Isaias moves up the East Coast, the net effects for us on the dry side of the storms, few, if any, thunderstorms around. Today, look for a high temperature around 93. A stray isolated thunderstorm is possible somewhere, I guess, but there will be lots of sunshine. Low tonight, 72. Tomorrow and Wednesday, low to mid-90s both days. Rain chances not quite zero, but close. And then isolated showers possible on Thursday and Friday, but I wouldn't bet the farm. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting more than 21,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. More than 1,500 people have died. We also know that more than 35,000 people have now recovered from the virus. Montgomery police are investigating a homicide late Sunday night. Police say a man was shot and killed in the 300 block of East Ogden Drive around 11 last night. Right now, no arrests have been made. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And happening today, we're expecting an update on those mysterious seeds being mailed to Alabama residents from China. Alabama Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries Rick Pate is holding a press conference to discuss the test results from the seeds later today. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pass and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale. Going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Wow. I got David Little from Tucker Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now. You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily. If you need a gift, we've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And you know, if that's not your thing, we've just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guys pickles. We've got Vertigo hot sauce. We've got the Crowded Flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you gotta do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it, and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
The coronavirus has devastated families and jobs here in Alabama. Small businesses are fighting to stay alive, and they need our support. But when Alabama businesses needed help the most, Senator Doug Jones turned his back on them. He sided with Washington, D.C. liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren to support blocking action on desperately needed coronavirus relief. Senator Jones put partisan politics ahead of Alabama jobs. Small businesses still need help. Tax relief would give them more flexibility and help keep Alabamians employed. It's time for Doug Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S-3596, Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote for needed tax relief and start putting Alabama jobs ahead of politics. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Eddie Vader, man of the phones. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Final hour here on a fine Monday morning. Lawmakers still split up there in D.C. over unemployment assistance.
Shocker.
So how much
I just
money
heard, I just heard Mike Huckabee talking about that. When you're paying people more in unemployment than they would ordinarily receive, what do you expect them to do?
Right.
Thank you.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the problem. We're giving too much money.
Right.
And, you know, we're creating another class of people dependent on government. It's what we're doing by these giant stimulus bailouts of these people who are unemployed. Yes. I believe the first round was warranted and justified and all that stuff. But, I mean, at some point, you got to turn that spigot off.
Oh, it'll be fine, Jack. We'll just vote ourselves a living.
Well,
it's okay. That easy. Yeah, I'm sure it'll work out.
I told you
it
what
just
to do.
Grows on trees and print it.
Pittsburgh. That mayor is given $500 a month.
And who was it funded? It's funded by?
It's funded by a...
Jack Dorsey. Yeah.
Jack Dorsey from Twitter, yeah.
He's paying for, like, a basic income experiment.
Right, for $500 a month. It didn't say how you qualify, but he only gave him $3 million, so that's going to dry up pretty quick, I would think.
No, I don't mind private basic income if you want to, you know, experiment with that and help people out, but stop taking other people's money through taxes.
Right, but what happens when you get me hooked on this and then you cut me off?
Well, you need to plan.
What?
Yeah, it's like you got to plan your life a little bit. 272-9228, 272-9228. We've got Dr. Ken on?
Yes, we do.
Dr. Ken? Oh.
Hey there, Joy.
Hey, what do we owe the honor, Ken?
Well, I was calling first to agree with and congratulate Flower Child. The faculties at most of our, in Alabama, major universities are not just infiltrated, they're pretty well taken over, certain departments at least, pretty well taken over by ultra-liberals at best. I have a few other names for them in private, those that are supposed to be professors and associate professors. But you have to be real careful about what your kids and your colleagues are learning currently in those institutions.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, I think she was absolutely right about the boards of trustees. There's where the fault lies, chairs of departments and board of trustees, and they're either asleep or drunk at the switch.
As I said last week, I used to laugh with other political professors, political philosophy professors, at how weak those folks are in terms of their arguments. But it is amazing the amount of play that sort of critical theory approach is getting in the general public. It's not staying on campus, so we should be watching out. I'm not big for cancel culture one way or another. I don't have kids there at Auburn. I don't send Auburn any of my money right now, so I'm not one to make the decision. But, yeah, on the board or certain parents, you can make that choice if you like. But, the guy's allowed to supposed to say what he wants, but people don't have to like it. But here's another crazy thing from academe, in this case, academic Twitter. Let me just share this story with everybody real quick, Ken, with you in particular. This is a short version of it. A prominent academic, a Me Too activist professor, appears to have created a fake Twitter persona, which naturally checked off all the intersectionality boxes, for a non-existent anthropology professor and spent several years cultivating a following behind this fake anthropology professor. When COVID-19 hit, the fake anthropologist claimed her university was exposing faculty to risk by forcing them to teach in person. Over the next several months, the fake account then claimed it had developed a long-running low-grade infection with COVID and got a huge following of other academics, real ones, who cited it as proof of the risk for teaching this fall. Then last week, the alleged hoaxer put out an announcement that the fake professor had died of COVID, after which a bunch of leftist academic Twitter blue check marks held an online eulogy service. Many of the same academics began badgering the university where the fake persona claimed to teach, only to find out that there was no record of the person even existing. So some sleuths looked into it a bit further, and sure enough, the fake account was using a bunch of stock photos from the web. These are the times we live in. That's insane. That this, you know, Twitter is not real life. And that's what I think we're all banking on, talking about people not wanting to share their actual political opinions, is that the people with the megaphones don't actually represent the majority of the country. And they're even going so far as making up personas.
Joey, who was it that created this fictional...
Another professor.
Yeah. My dad used to have a saying, some people don't have enough to do. Now, a damn full professor has got time to engage in that when, let's get down to brass tacks. If he wants to indulge himself on social media, for God's sake, he at least ought to try to be middle of the road instead of escapades like that. But some of these people are... Joey, when you were in school, you may not have been at the top of one of the honor societies, but you were a critical thinker most of the time.
Oh, sure.
You had enough basic learning that you went there with that you were able to question a lot of the things that were being espoused. But let's face it, you could look around you row after row and find a lot of people whose young minds were more than willing to accept whatever the professor told them.
Right.
And that's how the left has made such inroads in the last generation or maybe two generations. I have one other question. Flower Child mentioned Tuberville or some choice just before she signed off. Can you tell me what that was?
Yeah, she wanted to know who he was going to take to Washington to be his chief of staff and press person and all that. And I think it's too early to tell.
Right. Well, I wanted to congratulate her, Jack. You tell me, you know, a lot of strong supporters of certain candidates wind up temporarily going up to Northeast Alabama to Buck's Pocket following especially a runoff election for something as important as a U.S. Senate seat. But you tell me, have you ever seen anybody make as quick a recovery and return from Buck's Pocket as Flower Child has made? And not only that, she's got me agreeing with her on some calls.
Now, Flower Child's a good caller. She's a good listener. She does send me a lot of information. I don't always use it, but she does a lot of research on her during her free time.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, that's obvious.
She must be a professor.
No, she's more than entitled to back her candidate, and I am happy to listen to anybody that's backing a good candidate. Let's face it, Sessions was, and I have to emphasize was, because I told you guys months ago this was not his race. It was not the one he should have been in, and I was happy to have voted for him every time he ran. If he ran again right now, I'd strongly consider voting for him, but wasn't the right race. Or the right time.
Well, Ken, I appreciate the call as always.
Thanks for the info, guys.
Take care, Dr. Ken.
272-9228. Folks, as part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Troop Booth is the owner, proprietor, expert over there when it comes to antique jewelry items and estate jewelry. He was trained at the Gemological Institute of America. Really, it's a family business. For over 40 years, Heirloom Jewelers has specialized in acquiring the very best antique and estate jewelry pieces from all over the United States. Troop Booth took up the family business, and it's because of his expertise that he's allowed to, offer incredible prices for these one-of-a-kind antique jewelry items. And he's looking to offer you top dollar for any jewelry that you would like to sell to him. So finished pieces in particular, pieces he can turn right around and sell to his network around the country, he's going to pay the most for, especially gold, diamonds, these sorts of finished pieces, whether a watch or a bracelet or a necklace, you can get a lot of cash for those. But even so-called scrap jewelry or junk, but scrap jewelry, because metal prices across the board are so high, Troop Booth's looking to buy that. So whether it's a very expensive item you have or it's scrap junk, whatever you want to call it, you won't know what it's really worth and how much you could get for it until you call Troop Booth at 260-0066, set up an appointment with him. You'll bring in your jewelry items. He'll give you an appraisal and the value right then and there. And if you agree to that value, you get paid right then and there. Why not sell that jewelry if you're not using it? I mean, come on, folks, especially that scrap stuff. I mean, if you're not using it, why not turn it into cold, hard cash? You can, of course, also call 260-0066 to set up an appointment to buy fine antique jewelry items from Troop Booth. It'll be a one-on-one experience. You get to see what he has there in the showroom. You can also do that by checking out the website at heirloomjewelersal.com to see what they currently have in stock. Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth, 260-0066. Great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to join the conversation here. You all right, Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah, you doing okay? How's Bugsy doing today?
Recovering from his barbecue sauce lick up.
Yeah, he ate way too much of that. He's going to take a big, long nap.
Mm-hmm.
You better watch out for any accidents.
Not to mention a big, long something else.
Yeah, I was about to say, you better let him out that door when he needs to go.
Oh, it's open right now.
A preemptive strike, then. 272-922. Let's go to Alabama Wild Man. Hello, sir.
Hey, Joy. Hey, Jack, what's going on?
How you doing?
Pretty good this morning. Jack, I've been trying to call that damn governor's office down there, and nobody answers the phone. And there's this woman that will answer the phone from time to time. And, you know, and then what she does, she connects you straight to somebody who can answer your question, but it's a recording. I mean, is this where our tax money's going up? You know what? And,
Yeah, it sure is.
It's a mess down there. I mean, it's a mess. You can't get a question answered or nothing. I called several weeks ago and asked, you know, I was asking about the mask, what you're supposed to do, you know, where you're, you know, all this. And this girl goes, "Well, I don't know." I said, "What do you mean you don't know? Do you work for the governor?" "Yeah." Well, I said, "What is your job? Sitting on your ass? What? I mean, come on. I mean, it's ridiculous." And I've called Ainsworth's office, and they said that they get complaints all the time. And I said, "This is crazy. I mean, it's crazy. This whole thing is. I mean, this state is going to end up going bankrupt because of that old crone and old Dr. Harris and that damn preacher who she thinks is so wonderful, which I don't say much good about Protestants. So you have to excuse that for, you know, a Catholic. You know, I'm hard ass Catholic. But I just don't understand it. What's going on in this state?"
Well, what was your concern that prompted you to call?
Well, just to call and let them hear my voice, to be honest with you, Jack. I just, you know, because, I mean, this is making me mad. I mean, you know, they're taking away our freedoms. They're taking away our rights. I mean, just everything in general. I mean, they have overstepped the bounds beyond it. I mean, I don't know if anybody else feels like I do, but
you're not alone by any means.
Preaching to the choir, buddy.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. It's just like this. I mean, it's just crazy. It's crazy. I mean, they're worthless down there, you know what, on a boar hog. I mean, it's just crazy. And we got to do something. But I want to ask you something, Jack. I really admire you. Two things. I wish you'd bring that George Wallace's son back on. And tell me, do you think that we're going to have a replay of that of a 2000, you remember that year 2000 when Bush ran against Gore? Do you think we're going to have a replay of that election? I think we might do it.
We might have to if this election is as close as people have said. John Dee is right when he says if we lose Florida and North Carolina, it's over. I'm more optimistic about the silent majority, who I really do believe will go out and vote.
Right.
And I think the Democrats and all these riots and all this stuff have overplayed their hand. And so I think there's a great chance Trump wins, but it's not going to be like last time.
With these all this mass mail voting, it's also adding more uncertainty to the situation. I mean, we have several running crises here at this moment, and everybody should be ready for anything, honestly, even if you think it's out of bounds. Who knows what the hell will happen?
Exactly. If you want to see a museum of Democrats, I have to go through there about four or five times a week. That city just down below, going towards Atlanta, Tuskegee. Hmm. That place looks like a ghetto and a Democrat museum. I mean, it is ridiculous.
Have you stopped there?
I have to go and pick up at two places there. And I mean, it is like it's a cesspool. Tuskegee is like a cesspool.
I know a few folks who live there. I'll call them up, see how living's going there. But ever since, Victory Land was shut down,
was
hit really hard. Yep.
You can thank Bob Riley for the economy of Macon County. Definitely. Because when he raided Victory Land, not only was he out of bounds, his own attorney general at the time, Troy King, did not sanction it. He was not for it. And so Riley sent a ton of trooper cars over there. They stole the machines out of there. And I don't think Milton ever got paid for any of that.
Nope.
I mean, they screwed him so... They screwed him so hard, it wasn't even funny. Well, and that's what, now Macon County, I'm not saying that they're the greatest stewards of taxpayer money over there, but I think they would be in a have a hell of a more of a revenue stream if Victory Land was still operating at full throttle.
Well, in this pandemic, you know, we mentioned multiple crises at once. This pandemic is revealing now all sorts of problems that were there beforehand, in particular economic development in more rural parts of the state and just general infrastructure, and Tuskegee is definitely part of that.
And, yeah. Well, I'm going to let you guys go and everything. I'll enjoy the show, and I'll call you again in a couple of days from now. You take care.
You too.
Take care.
Thanks a bunch.
272-9228. We got to hit another break here.
Hey, before we go,
yeah,
there is breaking news. Biden is so close to picking his VP pick, mm-hmm. he can smell her. Sorry, Jack.
The hell?
That hair, you know how Biden likes to sniff people's hair.
I know.
Sorry, Jack.
Oh, Jack Campbell's the only one allowed to make jokes around here.
I worked on that one all weekend, man.
What do you mean?
So this is how the week's going to begin. You're spilling barbecue sauce all over your kitchen floor dog.
Talk about hideous or hideous, as some people say.
We do have to hit this break. Folks, this is part of the program brought to you by Dr. Tom. That's Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor up there in Wetumpka at 759 28 Tallahassee Highway. Call him today at 514-7600 and say, hey, Dr. Tom, I heard Joey talking about you on the radio, and I've got this literal pain in the neck, or my shoulder doesn't function correctly, or my sciatica's acting up, or always when I wake up in the morning, my lower back is really tight. Dr. Tom Pershing does specialize in helping out those folks who have those chronic musculoskeletal pain, especially if you've been, you know, working hard, wearing down that body over the years, working hard, lifting things. There's a reason you wake up in the morning, you're all tight. And there could be, you know, many issues going on. In some ways, you know, if it's your lower back, it might be something else that's leading to that lower back pain you don't suspect. That's why on that first visit with Dr. Tom Pershing, he'll diagnose you, get a little bit, about your history, medical history, maybe your family's medical history too, because it could be something you inherited. And then he'll diagnose whatever's going on, give initial treatment, and set up a schedule of treatment, and from infrared therapy to spinal decompression for bulging disc, also deep tissue laser therapy. He has all sorts of treatment possibilities that could work for you, help treat those aches and pains. So call Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor in Wetumpka at 514-7600, 514-7600, and be sure to tell him that Joey from News & Views sent you. More News & Views when we come back. I'm Joey, he's Jack. Eddie, man of the
world. Hi,
Dern, all right, we'll be right back.
Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Wind Creek's Alabama casinos are back, and the winning is electric.
When the electric slide plays, it lets me know that there are people that are winning.
I couldn't believe that many jackpots were going off.
A friend of mine won $47,000.
When I hit a jackpot, Ron, that tells me it could be my turn next.
Your turn could be next. Walk-ups are welcome, but for the odds-on way to get in, make a reservation for the casino floor at WindCreekCasino.com, on the Wind Creek app, or by calling 866-946-3360.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Breaking news, Biden VP announcement for his VP pick is not likely this week. That's according to sources for Fox News. He's going to keep people waiting.
He's still sniffing her out.
You know, Jack, you mentioned earlier, he had this deadline, he didn't meet it, but maybe this is sort of a strategy. Keep people guessing, keep people talking about it. And at the last
keep it
second,
in the news.
Yeah, keep it in the news. Because this is the biggest VP pick in quite some time. Usually it's a boring affair, or it's like, sort of don't screw up is more the logic.
There you go.
And now this one has more weight to it, for sure.
I think a lot of people realize he's not just picking his VP. He's picking what will more than likely be the president if he wins.
The heir apparent. Mm-hmm. So, 272-9228.
Well, y'all, you're writing him off as if he's going to die in office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mentally, he's already dead, but I'm just saying.
I don't think he'll make it past 2 weeks.
Oh, come on.
Not 2 weeks, Eddie.
All the pomp and circumstance, all the time that he's going to be out with people able to put his foot in his mouth.
Do a little research real quick. Unless Jack knows, who was the president who died after giving the inauguration speech out in the cold?
William Henry Harrison.
Because he gave such a long speech, wasn't that it?
Yeah, and they told him don't do it.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be a cold, wet day.
Wasn't he the guy that said 54? Wasn't his campaign 54-40 or fight?
I think so, yeah. Man, different time. 272-9228. Let's go to Cranky. Hey, Cranky.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning, Cranky.
Hey, Hey, on the raid on Victory Land, it's my understanding they never got the machines back. It's my understanding that the machines are still in storage, and the state of Alabama is paying storage every month on those machines that they stole.
I've heard that, too, and then I also was told that they, after a year, they smash them. But basically that they stole them never with any intent to give them back, or the money, for that matter.
I mean, they stole them. I mean, no judge ever said, oh, no, this was the right thing to do. Yeah, you know, you did the right thing, state of Alabama. They stole probably tens of thousands of dollars of equipment from a guy that wasn't breaking the law.
Right.
Well, that's what happens when you mess with the trailer park mafia. You know, the mafia dies.
That's quite a name.
The thing of it is, once again, just like at the federal level, if these goons, and Bob Riley is a goon, I mean, that's an insult to goons, but if these goons can do that to somebody like Milton McGregor, what the hell are they going to do to you or me?
That's right.
And, you know, don't you think for a minute that Bob Riley's got more control over this state than he did when he was sitting in that chair down there on Dexter Avenue.
I've been told that. If you want anything done, you still need to, in Alabama, you still need to get up with Bob Riley.
You have to go kiss the ring.
Yep.
Or something like that.
Gets the ring of the man.
That's right. Well, welcome to my thank God world.
I think he's one of the biggest crooks to ever serve an office in Alabama.
Well, he's the whole reason that, you know, Siegelman, Scrushy, all of that debacle.
Yeah.
You know, paybacks are hell.
Yes, they are.
Y'all have a great week.
You too, Cranky. Take care, buddy.
272-9228.
It was James K. Polk.
Polk.
The 5440 or fight.
Yeah, Polk was one of the, you know, you got to look at it in historical context, but he was one of the most successful presidents ever. He served only one term. He laid out what he was going to do, and he accomplished everything. And part of that was bringing in a lot of what was Mexican territory into the Union. Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting. Everybody keeps talking about how, you know, as you mentioned, like that throat clearing or that preface before, you know, I don't like what he says, but I think I'm going to go with Trump. Trump really is like that tragic hero, that gunslinger you want to take on people, you know, ruining your town at high noon, but then you want him to get the hell out of Dodge. It's like, because he's just unseemly. He's not the...
How many people have you heard, and the answer for me is countless numbers of people who've said, God, you know, he's a braggadocio. I can't stand him. I'm sick of his tweets, but I'm going to vote for him.
Yeah, he's the right man for right now.
I'm one of them, but in a different way. I was more like, I think his tendency, this is the first go around, his tendency is a little too strongman for it. It's like, I love the Bill of Rights, nothing like it, but, you know, there's some bad dudes out there, so I side with security over liberty. It was stuff like that during the 16 cycle. I'm like, I don't know about this guy.
Right.
But I never questioned his speaking ability and how he carried himself. I actually think when he came down to Alabama and he was on Dan's show for just a little bit, it hit me immediately, this guy sounds like a talk radio caller. It's not just that he was calling into a radio show. No, he sounds like the average man and woman, and he's not pandering.
Right.
He has that Queens accent. He wears that long tie that's too damn long. And he's in the heat of Alabama in, you know, that nice suit and the button up. Like, he's not going to change who he is just to make people like him. And he speaks with everyday English. It's not like this eloquent, flowing prose. No, he's down in from Queens. He's all over the place. Yeah. And there's something about that really connects with people. And I think also folks appreciate he's not, you know, going down to some church going, I ain't no ways tired. He's not trying to pander. He's just being himself. And so for me, it's more, I've been dragged along more into the Trump camp because he's governed more conservatively than I thought he would. And he has been more effective on things, a great write-up today on foreign policy than I ever thought he would. It's not been ideal, but I think the main thing with China, for instance, is meeting them head-on, looking at them clear-eyed, and having a credible deterrent. And what he's done with, say, Iran builds up a credible deterrent. There are other things in terms of how he's governed the economy. He still says stuff I don't like. Like, there is something he put out over the weekend, like, oh, Jeff Bezos has more money than... so much more money than the average person. Trump tweets, that's going to change. It's unfair. Some of the populism isn't my cup of tea personally, but compared to what's on offer on the other side, I got to go with Trump. And I
here's the funny thing about him is the guy that drives the truck, the guy that, you know, works in just middle-class folks.
Yeah.
They connect with this billionaire. It's so funny. It's weird to me.
Absolutely.
It's a very interesting dynamic, I think.
I think there are a lot of average folks, and I mean income-wise, middle class, who are tired of being sort of ripped off by the powers that be. And it's a general sense out there. And they're tired of also the Republican leaders being more of the William F. Buckley Jr. sort, the think tank types. I love that stuff. But I can see how it is very, it's like they're talking down constantly, the Bushes and whatnot, the Bill Crystals of the world, the Cheneys even at a certain point, were getting a little too big for their britches, talking down. And it's amazing that there's always a John the Baptist sort of character. For Reagan, it was Goldwater. And for Trump, it was love him or hate him, Pat Buchanan. And so this sort of populist, we're being ripped off on trade, our foreign policy is too interventionist abroad, that message won the day. And I think it's now Trump's party. There are some never-Trumpers waiting in the wings, hoping that, you know, Biden wins and they can take over the administration, whether you're talking about a Max Boot or a Bill Kristol or Robert Kagan, whatever. But I think Trump has been more impressive than I ever thought he would be, and he does connect with people despite them not liking his foibles, so to speak, and all of his flaws. And he definitely is flawed. 272-9228. Let's hit another break. Bud, Mike D, Papa B. Oh, Bud, Mike D, and Papa B, hold your positions. After this quick break, we'll be right back and take your phone calls.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hi, I'm Marquita Wilson, the owner of Five Star Bail Bonds. And when it comes to advertising my business, I advertise with the best, Blue Water Broadcasting. My number one choice. Blue Water have definitely helped increase my business. Give Blue Water a call today.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As that storm Eceus moves up the East Coast, the net effects for us on the dry side of the storms, few, if any, thunderstorms around. Today, look for a high temperature around 93. A stray isolated thunderstorm is possible somewhere, I guess, but there will be lots of sunshine. Low tonight, 72. Tomorrow and Wednesday, low to mid-90s both days. Rain chances not quite zero, but close. And then isolated showers possible on Thursday and Friday, but I wouldn't bet the farm. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Can you name that tune, Jack Campbell?
No.
You got to say it.
Magic Bus. Get on the bus. The Who. Magic Bus.
Who?
You're not a Who fan? Were you not a rock and roll fan back in the late 60s, 70s?
Not really.
Well, that explains a lot.
Do you like the Allman Brothers?
Yes, I do.
I love the Allman Brothers.
Do you know how I'm an Allman Brother today?
How?
I ate a peach.
Oh, but my Biden joke was bad. Jeez.
272-9228. Let's go to Papa B. Hey, Papa B.
All right. Joey, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Jack, how you doing?
Learn.
Fine, how you doing?
Joey, I was with you and Trump, when he was running. I wasn't a Trump supporter. I was not in that camp.
You're a Ted Cruz guy, right?
I was a Ted Cruz. How'd you know?
Yeah. Well, we've been talking to each other for years.
I know. Yeah, but Trump was absolutely everything transpired, he was absolutely the best choice and has lived up to the expectations, beyond my expectations, really. If I were to sum up my thoughts toward Trump in two phrases, it would be this. That A, he's unpretentious. What you see is what you get. And B, he's a fighter. He believes in what he believes, and he's willing to put up a fight about it. And you don't get that with any other politician in my lifetime. Aside from maybe Reagan, but the loyalty that I have for Trump, you can look at it in those two ways. And that's where it stems from. I will definitely believe he'll go down as one of the best, if not the best president in our lifetime. So what do you think about that?
That remains to be seen in terms of historical context. I mean, the greatest ever. Recently with the funeral of John Lewis, it's amazing how folks are now treating George W. Bush as this great statesman when they said all the worst things in the world about him when he was president. Same thing with Reagan. Reagan, don't you miss the Reagan
days. Oh, big time, yeah.
And so it'll take some time. Now, I can't see Trump being the guy invited to funerals for, statesmen.
Can't see him going either.
He's not going to join the club, I think, of former presidents. He'll still be the black sheep of the family, so to speak. But, it depends on whether or not he gets a second term. He'll either be a tragic hero or he'll just be tragic. And that depends on whether or not he gets reelected.
Well, I agree with that. I would say it maybe this way. He's been very effective as the president.
Definitely.
For his cause and for the cause of the people that elected him. So a man, right for the time, for sure, because things in Washington, D.C. have been needed to get stirred up for a long time. A change agent, maybe, would be kind of the term I'd throw around for Trump, and I think that's a pretty apt description. So, I'm hopefully looking forward to a second term here. And one other thing, what really bugs me about our politics today is that the Democrats will not even give us one corner of our lives without putting it in a hyper-politicized type of situation. You think about hydroxychloroquine, for instance.
Yeah.
The drug has been on the market for decades. It's safer than Tylenol. It should be an over-the-counter medication. But because the Democrats don't like Trump, they've politicized it. And since the pharmaceutical companies can't make money on it, they're right in there with them. Sports, entertainment. You can't even watch sports without seeing people curtsy and genuflex to the black liberation theology and all kind of stuff like that. Just one small area of my life, I'd like to see the Democrats leave alone. Let me enjoy life for a change.
Andrew Breitbart came up with a famous phrase that politics is downstream from culture, and I've always added a little addendum to that, is that, yeah, that's true. I think Breitbart was insightful with that. those who control the culture will control the politics mostly. But I worry that sometimes politics pollutes the river of culture. That why can't we just enjoy sports or a movie or music, anything, without being hit over the head with some political message?
Virtue signaling, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I think there are more people out there that are frustrated at that than anything. That's the reason it gives me hope that Trump really will be reelected. I think there are a lot of people that would not answer positively to a poll, you know, about voting for Trump because of that. They're scared. There's a lot of people that are scared. But, you know, I've heard of, you know, anecdotal evidence of people having just been fed up with having to watch things fall apart and be politicized to the nth degree. And so, you know, I really do believe that there's a good chance here that Trump will get elected in spite of the polls that we see here. So, but anyway, guys, I'm enjoying your show as usual, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for the call. Thank you, Papa B.
Take care, Papa B.
272-9228, last break of the program this hour of News and Views, or at least this part of News and Views, excuse me. This hour of News and Views brought to you by Cole Plumbing, but this part of News and Views brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. Benjamin Moore Retailer, they're at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it in that little strip center there. Benjamin Moore New Look Decorating Center. It's the place to go for all your interior or exterior paint and stain supplies, especially if you're a do-it-yourself type of person. You're looking to just do, say, the bedroom, repaint the bedroom. Well, the pros over there at New Look Decorating Center, like Brian Carr, the owner, paint specialist, Brett Lanham, the manager, paint specialist in his own right, they can take that inspiration of yours to repaint the bedroom or the kitchen and keep continuity throughout the home. They can make your inspiration a reality with that expertise they bring to bear there at New Look Decorating Center. And the great thing is they're a local choice. You can build a relationship with them, and they keep your information on file, so you can go back even a year or two later, and they'll have the same information of the paint and stain supplies that you use to keep, again, that continuity. New Look Decorating Center, you should check them out today, whether you're doing it yourself or you're contracting out the job. Be sure to get all your paint and stain supplies there at New Look Decorating. Their number, 271-0007, 271-0007, or again, visit their showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway. Last segment of News and Views from 9 to noon, coming up after this quick break.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River Region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage. which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to the closing moments here. News and views from 9 till noon. The Dan Moore Show will be a replay because Dan had to go see the doctor again. Something planned, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
But it will be a replay, I believe, last week's Thursday show for the Dan Moore Show. Well, Jack, it's a good beginning to the week here.
Yes, we had a lot of callers today.
Mm-hmm. We did, and that's always good to hear. Breaking news that the XFL, that was, and they tried to do it, Vince McMahon of WWE fame, in 2001, there are a lot of funny stories from behind the scenes of that fiasco. Well, they're going to reboot it for this year, but then the coronavirus hit. Yeah, talk about bad luck.
Jeez.
And he hoped, Vince McMahon did, that they would get it going again in 2021, but didn't work out. We're about to go to auction and bankruptcy court, but in steps Dwayne Johnson with a few other financial backers and The Rock. Yeah. Dwayne Johnson has bought the XFL.
Did he?
It will have to be approved by bankruptcy court, but he has stepped in and bought it for $15 million.
You've probably never seen that show Ballers, have you, Joey?
I actually haven't. I've meant to.
It's a really good show, and it's ironic because that's kind of one of the things he's trying to do in that show is buy an NFL team, and he buys a whole league here.
Yeah, and that's very cool.
And,
you know, of all the folks, The Rock is one of those celebrities where you're like, man, that guy's earned it.
He's like Shaq, man. I can't help but love him.
Yeah.
You can't help but love the guy.
And what a great story.
Yeah.
Had a heck of a pedigree going into wrestling, but, you know.
And he was super smart. I saw a documentary. He said, I knew I wouldn't make NFL because of my injuries.
Right.
I went to wrestling.
When he calls his production company $7 Productions, because at one point he had $7 to his name. And now he's a highest paid actor in the world right now.
He's great, man. I love his work.
It seems the XFL will survive because of The Rock. So hat tip to Dwayne Johnson. That's somebody I'd love to interview one day just because of his story. What a guy. Well, Jack, we'll be back bright and early tomorrow at 9 a.m.
B&E.
Indeed. Wait, B&E.
In the in-ring?
Bright and early B&E.
I thought you meant like bacon and eggs.
Ooh, yeah,
and I'll be here in BFE.